Welcome to Mary's Cup of Tea, the self-love podcast for women. I'm your host, Mary Jolkowski, an author, speaker, and all-around self-love advocate. And this is the podcast that will inspire you to love yourself. Hello, self-lover. Before we dive into today's podcast episode, I want to make sure you know about my two books on self-love. If you're struggling with body image or self-acceptance, then I highly recommend you check out my first book, The Gift of Self-Love. It's a comprehensive workbook to help you build confidence, recognize your worth, and learn to love who you are. Thousands of people have this book, and the 5-star reviews are so amazing. They give me so much life. So I hope that this is something that can help you too. You can get it wherever books are sold by searching for The Gift of Self-Love or go to my website, maryscupoftea.com/book. After releasing The Gift of Self-Love and reading all your positive feedback, I realized that we really needed something to keep us going every single day. So not a deep dive workbook, but maybe like a micro dose of self-love in your daily life, which is why I wrote 100 Days of Self-Love. It's a guided journal with, you guessed it, 100 prompts that cover so many areas of life, including body, identity, purpose, emotions, mindset, relationships, and more. So you can really think of it as a metaphor. Oracle multivitamin, something to keep you going, or as I like to say, growing on your self-love journey. You can get this journal wherever books are sold as well by searching for 100 Days of Self-Love or go to maryscupoftea.com/journal. It's my mission to share all the self-love tea with you, so I hope that both my books and this podcast can do just that. I can't believe that I am recording the 200th episode of the Mary's Cup of Tea podcast. I think this calls for a celebratory sip of tea, so please take one with me, whether it's a literal one or a proverbial one. Can you believe how far we've come over more than 4 years? 200 podcast episodes, something that I started before the pandemic, thinking that 2020 was going to be the best year of our lives. And it's the year I'm going to start the podcast. And I did start the podcast, and it was a difficult year for many of us. But luckily, it allowed me to keep going with the podcast because this format of sitting at home and talking to you about self-love just worked perfectly during that time period and now beyond. This is something that I definitely want to continue doing. And I was thinking for months about how I want to honor you for listening to this podcast, whether you've been listening since the beginning or you're a newer self-lover. I'm just so grateful that you're here, not just here on this podcast, but here on this self-love journey. So to celebrate this milestone, at first I was dabbling with the idea of doing a giveaway, like a social media sweepstakes where you enter to win and then a couple people get a prize. And that just felt not only generic and basic and boring, but also I didn't like the fact that it would just be a few winners. I wanted all of my podcast listeners to get something. I just wanted to give, because if I were to have it all my way, I would send you a care package with my self-love workbook, The Gift of Self-Love, my journal, 100 Days of Self-Love, my tea, Hibiscus Heart. I would just make you this cute little self-love care package and send it to every single person that has ever listened to this podcast as a way to thank you. But sadly, I don't have the capacity or resources to do that. And I hope that at this point you already have my book and my journal and maybe even my tea. Maybe we're drinking it together right now. By the way, in case you missed it, I did do a little mini restock of Hibiscus Heart. You can go to my website, maryscupoftea.com/tea, to see if there's any Hibiscus Heart tea left. And like I said, I wish I could just give you all of the things. But as I sat with it for many months leading up to this 200th podcast episode milestone, I just kept coming back to this idea of writing and how since I published or since I wrote my last book, which was the journal, 100 Days of Self-Love, I haven't really done much long form writing like I used to. and just felt like disconnected from that part of myself, which was a big part of like how I built Mary's Cup of Tea, was always writing really long captions and then writing the book and writing the second book and even writing these podcast episodes as I plan them and speak them out loud to you. So I wanted to go back to the written word, and I'm like, what can I write for you that would just speak to your heart? And then I came up with it in the middle of the night, like all the best ideas come. And I decided to write a list of 200 reasons to choose self-love. 200 reasons. I wanted this list to be exorbitantly long, so much longer than that negative voice inside your head coming up with reasons to not like yourself or to not give yourself grace and compassion during hard times, because Lord knows it is so easy to beat yourself up and talk shit in your head and throw out everything you know about self-love and how powerful it is. It's hard to do that when you're at a low point, and that's hard for me. So even writing this list of 200 things, 200 reasons to choose self-love was therapeutic for me. So I thank you for giving me the opportunity to do so. And I really hope that it resonates with you in the way that it resonates with me. I wanted a list where you can like print it out and look at it often and use it to motivate you. And then when I Google this topic, like if you just Google reasons for self-love, usually you'll get like just very generic things about like, it's good for your mental health and not much beyond that. And like, yeah, I get it, but I wanted ultra specific reasons to choose self-love, like the nittiest, grittiest things that you never even think of that can hopefully motivate you. Because one thing our brain does really powerfully is it nitty gritty picks apart and scrutinizes the tiniest little things about ourselves and then comes up with this, again, long list of why we shouldn't be kind to ourselves. And I wanted something with that same kind of specificity and oomph to combat that negative self-talk and remind you why you're on this self-love journey. About 3 years ago, I started putting together a playlist with uplifting, inspiring, and empowering songs. I originally did this for myself because I love music of all different genres, and every time I would notice a song that just made me feel good, I would add it to my self-love playlist. And now there are over 300 songs on my Spotify self-love playlist. And these tracks are perfect for when you're getting ready, trying to hype yourself up, or going through a struggle and need a reminder for how badass you are. If you love music as much as I do, then go to maryscupoftea.com/playlist to get the Spotify link. It will ask you for your email so that I can send you this self-love playlist. And full transparency, this will also put you on my email list where I send out a monthly newsletter about stuff I'm thinking about, personal things, things I don't really share on social media, and all the happenings in the Mary's Cup of Tea world. So go to maryscupoftea.com/playlist and let's start jamming to my self-love playlist together. So just to give you a little taste of some of the things that are on this list, I've categorized it into 5 categories, and there are 40 things under each category. And the categories are food, body, relationships, mind, and heart. So I think that those are the 5 big areas that people really need more self-love. So I put just anything and everything that I could think of under each category. So let me give you one from each topic and know that there are 39 more reasons to choose self-love under each category for a total of 200. If you're ready to get this list, you can go to the description in this podcast episode and I drop the link for you. It's going to ask you for your name and email. Yes, that'll sign you up to my email list. I will email you this list, 200 reasons to choose self-love, and it'll also put you in like the Mary's Cup of Tea newsletter group. So that way you get other emails from me, but I promise I'm not going to bombard you with marketing or spam or selling stuff. It's literally just like once a month on a good month that I like to write a little email for my close inner circle of self-lovers. So let me read you a few examples of things that are on this list. Getting a midday sweet treat without having a mental breakdown. That's under food. So it's like things to look forward to when you're full of self-love. Under body, the first one that I wrote is treating your body like an experience for you to feel rather than an image for others to gawk at. Or seeing yourself in the mirror and feeling neutral about the reflection. That's also under body. Under relationships, I put letting your partner touch your curves without flinching away, or becoming the magnetic person in the room that feels comfortable in their skin, exudes a sense of openness, and makes everyone feel welcome as they are. I love that one. And then under mind, I have freeing up mental real estate for the things that are truly important to you, or accepting 2 or 3 or 10 contradictory parts of yourself, knowing that you are a multifaceted creature. These are reasons to love yourself. This is what we have to look forward to. And this is what self-love feels like. Because a lot of the times I was scrolling Reddit in the subreddit under self-love. And a lot of times people don't even know what it really feels like when you like yourself, just because you've been used to being hard on yourself for so long that you just feel too far away from that. And hopefully this will help you tune into that, tap into that. And then last one, under heart, I put healing your inner child by taking care of that child's unmet need. So there's lots like this. Okay, I'll give you one more. Fine. Under heart, marveling at the kaleidoscope of humanity, embracing imperfections as strokes of beauty, and seeing yourself as a part of this colorful chemistry. Again, I'm just so grateful that I could sit down and write this list for you. So if you want to get it, it's totally free. Just my gift to you as a thank you for being a podcast listener. Just go to the episode description, click the link, enter your email, and I will send you 200 reasons to choose self-love. I hope I was able to cover a lot with this list. And of course, you can add to it. Add whatever it is that motivates you on this self-love journey. The last thing I want to do, I was actually supposed to start with this, and I want to get in the habit of doing this every episode, just reading a podcast review that made me smile. I sit down to record this episode, and sometimes as I talk, I feel like I'm not doing a good job. And so I want to start every episode by reading a positive review just to help me get in a better headspace. So if you leave one, thank you in advance. And hopefully you're okay with your words being spoken aloud by me, because it just helps my confidence so much. Jenna Nelson wrote, "Just lovely all around. I've been following Mary on Instagram since 2019. I feel like a genuine friend of hers. I loved her messages on there and was ecstatic when I found out she was doing a podcast. Since then, I've been an avid listener and just love every episode I've listened to. She's so insightful and delivers amazing advice in the warmest." Ooh, gosh, I'm getting emotional. "Most loving and kind way possible. She is so sweet and just down to earth. 5 stars for my favorite podcast. Also, her self-love workbook is amazing." Thank you so much, Jenna. Thank you for making my day with this review. By the way, you left it on February 24th, 2024, which is 2/24/24. Numbers wise, that's really cool. And I feel like it's, you know, aligned with the way I think about positive things that happen in the universe. So thank you to Jenna and to you for listening to this podcast. I hope you like the 200 reasons to choose self-love, and that you never ever forget how important loving yourself is. I love you so much, and I'll talk to you in the next episode. One last thing before we farewell, my self-lovers. If you've been enjoying the Mary's Cup of Tea podcast, I would greatly appreciate it if you could leave a review on Apple or rate the show on Spotify. You can do this by searching for the show, Mary's Cup of Tea. Scroll all the way down on Apple Podcasts and you'll see stars where you can click one of the stars and leave a few kind words. It just means so much to me because I'm so behind the scenes when I'm podcasting, so I don't really get to see the impact of the show unless you leave a review. And on Spotify, there's just a button that says rate the show, and it'll let you put however many stars you want. Your feedback helps the podcast grow, and as someone whose love language is words of affirmation, your kind words mean the world to me. Thank you so much for supporting the show and helping me spread the gift of self-love. I love you all so much, and I will talk to you in next week's episode.